我们一同为今天的信息来祷告。
Let's pray together for today's message.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢主你过去的带领。
We thank you for all the leading.
我们也感谢主你带领我们开始一个新的系列。
And we thank you that your leading lead us to start this new series.
求主你保守我们的心怀意念。
Please bless our heart.
使我们看到主你的仆人他是如何跟随你的，我们便照着跟随。
So we can see how your servant followed you, and so that we can learn from him.
愿主你的喜乐也在我们的心中做主为王。
May you give your joy within our heart as well, and be the king of our heart as well.
我们将接下来的时间和信息都交托在主你的恩手当中。
We give the following time and message in your hand.
保守我们讲的听的都同感一灵。同得造就。
Protect us and bless us so that the speakers and the one who hears can all inherit the same spirit and be moved by the same spirit.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our praise and thanks are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
好，现在是读经的时间。
Now is the scripture reading time.
今天我们要读的经文是腓立比书的第二章六到十一节。
Today's script verses on its own, Book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11.
双数节，大家读单数节，然后铁明读英文。
I'll read the even verses, and everybody else read the off verses. I'll be reading the English version.
好，腓立比书第二章第六节，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Who thought he was in the form of God did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of a man.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
感谢神，历经三十周，我们讲完了这个十架载路系列。
Thanks God, we have finally finished the Cross and Narrow Road series after 30 weeks.
现在我们开始一个新的系列，就是腓立比书。
Now we are starting a new series, that is the Book of Philippians.
为什么会想讲这个呢？因为我们的希腊语课在学这本书。
And the reason we want to start this series is because our Greek classes happens to be teaching about this book.
而我读到这本书的时候，我越发的发现这本书就是活生生的十架载路的示范。
And when I read this book, I realize that this book is a living demonstration of the narrow way of the cross.
因此这本书呢可以作为十架载路系列的后续是正合适的。
Therefore, it is fitting that this book is a follow-up to the theories of the narrow way and the cross theories.
我们先来看一看这本书的一些基本信息啊，就是写信人、收信人以及书写地点和时间。
Let's look at some of the basic information about this book. That is who wrote the book, who is receiving the letter, and when this is written.
这份书信的作者呢是使徒保罗，收信人是腓立比的教会。
The author of this book is Apostle Paul, and the recipient is the Church of Philippians.
保罗是腓立比教会的建立者，而腓立比教会是给保罗最多安慰的教会。
Paul is the founder of the Church of Philippians, and the Church of Philippians also is the church that gave Paul the most comfort.
从信中我们可以看出他们有非常亲密的关系。
We can tell they have a very close relationship in the letter.
怎么形容呢？就是那种自家人不是外人的那种感觉。
It feels like family, not outsiders.
那么这份信的书写地点呢，是在罗马城的监狱里面。
And the location where this letter is written is in the prison of the Rome city.
一章的十三节的预淫这个词的希腊文是praetorian。
The word imperial guard in chapter 1 verses 13, the original Greek letter is praetorian.
这个词来源于拉丁文，原先的字面意思是将军的营帐。
This word is originally from Latin, and the original meaning of the word is the tent of the general.
但是随着时间的推移，这个词的意思呢逐渐被用于皇宫。
But as time went by, this word is also being used to describe the palace.
在第一世纪，就是保罗的时代的时候呢，这个一般用来指罗马皇帝在罗马城的御林军。
In 1st century AD, which is also Paul's time, the word is usually used to describe the emperor's troops.
因为保罗是向凯撒上诉，所以此时此刻保罗应该是在罗马皇帝的这个御林军的监禁中。
And because by that time Paul was appealing to Caesar, so the prison is likely one of the prisons that's governed by the emperor's troop.
这封信的写作时间大概在公元61-64年。
The letter is probably written around 61-64 AD.
在之后呢，保罗会被释放，而且他还会有第四次宣教旅程，再一次回到罗马，并最终在罗马殉道。
After this time, Paul will be eventually be released, and then he will have another 4 mission trip, and after that, he will get back to Rome again, and eventually embrace his martyrdom in Rome city.
那么我们再来看一下这本书的主题啊，
And then let's look at the topic of this book.
这本书中讲到许多的主题，比如说像喜乐啊、福音啊、同工啊、谦卑啊，还有复活啊、夸口等等。
The book mentioned a lot of topics like joy, gospel, partner, humility, resurrections, and boast.
其中出现最多的是喜乐。
Joy is the most commonly referred to topic.
在和合本中，我们搜索喜乐会搜到126节经文有喜乐出现。
If you search the word joy in the Chinese translation version of the Bible, you will see 126 verses that has this word showed up.
其中腓立比书呢就占了9节。
And 9 of the verses come from the book of Philippians.
而其中腓立比的这个九节当中有3节喜乐是连续出现2次的。
And in 3 of the verses, the word joy appears twice in one sentence.
保罗多次重复的强调我喜乐你们喜乐我们一同喜乐。
Paul keep emphasizing my joy, your joy, and our joy.
喜乐出现这么多次，以至于呢，人们常常把这个腓立比书啊称为是喜乐的书信。
And because the word joy appears so many different times, people often refer to the book of Philippians as the book of joy.
我们乍一听就以为喜乐呢就是这封书信的这个主题。
And you may think joy must be the topic of this letter.
这个正是我们上一堂讲到复兴之路中所提到的。
This is exactly what we were talking about in the last sermon when we talk about the road of revival.
人们太容易呢关注在这个果子上面而忘记了根。
That people focus too much on the fruit and neglect the root.
主耶稣说你们要藏在我里面就必多结果子，因为离了我你们就不能够做什么。
Lord Jesus says, you need to remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
他知道我们的软弱，他正是提醒我们的关注点，必须要在根上，而不要转移到果子上，免得偏离正路。
He knows our weakness, and for that reason, he reminded us to focus on the root, not on the fruit, in case we deviate from the right path.
那么现在我来告诉你啊，腓立比书的中心主题是什么？
Now I want to tell you the main theme of the book of Philippians.
腓立比书的中心主题并不是喜乐
It is not joy.
而是以基督为中心的生活模式
It is the Christ-centered life pattern.
这个正是十架载路
And this is exactly the narrow road and the cross.
整本书的这个核心关键词啊是基督
The main key word of this entire book is Christ.
整本书的要句是腓立比书的1-21节
And the key verses of the book is the Philippians chapter 1 verses 21.
腓立比书1-21节，保罗说：“因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。”
The verse says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
保罗他所要教导给他的弟兄姐妹的，也正是这个。
And this is exactly what Paul wanted to teach his brothers and sisters.
所以腓立比书中的每一个小主题啊，如这个谦卑，如夸口，如复活，保罗都显示出他的这个十字架的印记。
for that reason, every small subject of the small topic of the book of Philippians, like humility, like boast or resurrection, Paul is demonstrating his mark of the cross.
保罗的喜乐也同样是如此。
And it's the same case for Paul's joy.
保罗的喜乐源自于他以基督为中心的生活模式。
Paul's joy comes from his Christ-centered life pattern.
所以我们来想想看，保罗他写这封书信的时候的他的处境是什么样的？
Let's think about the surroundings of Paul when he wrote this letter.
写这封信的时候，保罗身处罗马城的监狱里面。
When he wrote the letter, Paul is in the prison of Rome City.
外面有罗马帝国的逼迫。
There's persecution from the Roman Empire outside.
教会内有一些人出于嫉妒纷争的目的在传福音。
And within the church, there are some people who preach the gospel for the sake of jealousies and strife.
他们想要加添保罗被捆锁的痛苦。
They just want to add to the suffering of Paul.
这些人可能是罗马城的本地教会。
Those people are likely from the local churches of Rome City.
而保罗他身边他的同工以巴弗提病得几乎要死掉。
And the co-worker with Paul, Epaphroditus, was so sick that he's about to die.
而远方的众教会的软弱也常常压在保罗的心头。
And the weakness of the distant churches also weighed on his heart.
哥林多后书的十一章二十九节，保罗说：“有谁软弱，我不软弱；有谁跌倒，我不着急呢？”
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 29, it says, "Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not?"
而收信人腓立比教会，他们此时此刻也面临着罗马帝国的逼迫、世俗文化的同化、假教师的渗透，还有内部同工之间的纷争。
The church, the recipients of the letter, the church of the Philippians, also faced the same persecutions from the Roman Empire, and also facing the challenge of assimilation of secular culture, influence of the false teacher, and also internal disputes between the co-workers.
如果看身边的这样的环境啊，普通人要发愁死了。
If you look at the surroundings, normal people would be so concerned, so worried.
但保罗不是一个普通人，他是一个以基督为中心的人。
But Paul is not a normal person. He's a life-centered person. He's a Christ-centered person.
他的盼望、他的力量、他的夸口，他都在耶稣基督里面。
His hope, his strength, and his boast are all in Jesus Christ.
约翰福音的十四章二十七节，主耶稣说：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。”
In John 14:27, it says, "Peace I leave with you." My peace I gave unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
所以保罗的喜乐的秘诀啊，就是十架载路的生活模式。
So the secret of Paul's joy is the life pattern of the narrow road and cross.
有一个姐妹啊，她跑去问唐崇荣牧师啊，她说：“我很羡慕保罗啊，我要怎么样才能够像保罗那样喜乐呢？”
There was once a sister who asked Pastor Stephen Tong, saying,I really am jealous of Paul. How can I be as joyful as Paul?
唐牧师回答说，像保罗那样生活，你就能够像保罗那样的喜乐。
And Pastor Tong replied that if you live a life like Paul, then you can be as joyful as Paul.
我想很多人想到十字架的时候，第一反应可能还是沉重。
I think many people when the word cross came into their mind, the first thing they are thinking about is the heavy load, the weight.
谁能想到十字架竟然是喜乐的秘诀？
But who can think the cross is actually the secret of the joy?
保罗他不仅仅自己以身作则，他也同样他也督促腓立比的弟兄姐妹们活出一个与福音相符的生命。
Paul not only lived by his own example, he also encouraged the brothers and sisters in Philippians to live a life that's consistent with the gospel.
无论在态度上，还是言语上，还是行为上，他都鼓励他们活出一个与福音相符的生命。
No matter it's on the attitude.On the languages or on the actions.
那么理由是什么呢？
And why is that?
理由就是我们今天所读的这个经文，腓立比书的二章六到十一节。
The reason is in the verses that we just read today. It's in Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 11.
这一段呢被称为基督颂。
These verses are often referred to as the Christ hymn.
它位于这本书的核心位置。
It sits in the center location of this book.
它也是以基督为中心的生活模式的理论基础。
And these verses are the theoretical foundations of the Christ-centered life pattern.
因为基督活出了一个完美的完全舍己的生命。
Because Jesus lived a completely self-denied life.
保罗也是沿着基督的脚踪走在这条十架载路上。
And Paul is following the steps of Jesus.
现在呢，保罗也劝勉腓立比的弟兄姐妹们也应当要这样来生活，并且尊重和效法身边 那些沿着这条十架载路走的人。
And now Paul want to encourage the sisters and brothers in the Church of Philippines to live like this as well and respect and learn from those people who are following the same path on the narrow road of cross.
那么请问谁想要喜乐？
So if I may ask you, who want joy?
我想大概每个人都想要，对不对？
Probably everybody.
那我再问谁想要走在十架载路上呢？
But who want to walk on the narrow road of cross?
恐怕就很少人想要了。
Probably not much people.
所以主耶稣说窄路呢找到的人也少。
And that's why Jesus says there's only few who found the narrow road.
所以当我们如果把喜乐当作腓立比书的主题而不是十字架的时候呢，我们成了买椟还珠的人。
So if we really think joy is the topic of the book of Philippians and not the cross, then we become the person that buy the cases and return the pearl.
那这样的喜乐呢就成了一个没有根基的空中楼阁。
And such joy will become an unfounded castle in the air.
那样的讲道呢，也就成了心灵鸡汤而已。
And such preaching is just chicken soup of the soul.
因此呢，我们再说腓立比书的主题呢，是以基督为中心的生活模式。
So I want to repeat again that the main topic of the book of Philippians is Christ-centered life pattern.
所以我们还是在讲十架载路。
We're still talking about the cross and the narrow road.
只是呢，这一次呢，我们不是讲理论知识了，我们是来看保罗这样一个鲜活的榜样。
It's just now, it's not just knowledge. We are now going to be learning this from the example of Paul.
那么接下来呢，我们来看一看这个腓立比城的一些基本信息啊。
And now let's examine some of the basic information about the city of Philippi.
请伟杰给我们看一下这样一个地图啊。
Let's look at a map together.
好，我们看腓立比在这个地方。
This is where the city of Philippi is.
这个地方它有什么特点呢？它首先呢，它是有矿的。这座山叫做 Mount Pangaea。
The first feature of the city is there is a lot of mine. This mountain here is Mount Pangaea.
Gold mine.
There is a gold mine.
所以呢，这里呢是有金矿的。
Yeah, there is a gold mine in this mountain.
其次呢，它卡在呢这个从亚洲通往欧洲的这条唯一的通道。这个是唯一的通道。
And secondly, it sits right on the main road from a that connect Asia and Europe.
所以你看地图这里，它两边都是山。
If you look at the map, there's the city sits between two mountains.
城在中间。
And the city is sitting right in the middle.
这个呢是一夫当关，万夫莫开的用武之地。
There is a Chinese saying that if one man guard the passes, 10,000 cannot get through. The city is kind of in that kind of location.
公元前356年，马其顿王腓立普二世，也就是大名鼎鼎的亚历山大大帝的父亲，他占领了这个城。
In 356 BC, King Philip II of Macedonia, he's also the father of the famous King Alexander. He occupied the city.
并且呢，用他自己的名字呢命名了这个城。
And he named the city after his own name.
所以呢，这个城呢就叫做腓立比了。
And that's how he gets the name Philippi.
他扩建了这座城，并且呢造了城墙。
He extended the city and built a wall around the city.
然后呢，他启动了这个金矿的开采，用生产出来的金子来支付他的军费。
And then after the occupation, he reinitiated the gold mine works and used this gold to compensate his military spending.
公元前42年，乌大维和安东尼的联军在腓立比这个地方打败了卡西乌斯和布鲁图斯的联军。
In 42 BC, the army of Octavian and Mark Antony defeated the army of the Cassius and Brutus.
乌大维呢是凯撒大帝的养子，也是第二任的罗马皇帝。
Octavian is the adopted son of the Julius Caesar, and he's also the second Roman emperor.
安东尼呢是凯撒大帝的大将。
And Mark Antony is the general of the Julius Caesar.
战后呢，安东尼他留下两三千士兵来驻扎在这个城里面。
After the war, Antony left 2,000 to 3,000 soldiers to stay in the city.
所以罗马人呢，对这座城呢进行了进一步的扩建和加固。
And the Roman people continue to extend and reinforce the city.
直到今天呢，还有罗马人的这个建筑物存留下来。
Till today, there are still remaining of the buildings from the Roman period.
这些罗马士兵呢，被赐予本地的这个分地。
So the Roman soldiers are the land was given out to the Roman soldiers.
不像别的城邦啊，像这个比西底的安提阿或者是以哥念，它城里面呢都是有一帮贵族精英在管理那个城。
And unlike other Greek cities like the Antioch of Pisidian or Iconium, there's a group of Greek nobles running the city.
而这个城里面的精英贵族呢，就是罗马士兵中的高层军官。
But for this city.Who are running this, the so-called nobles who are running this city is usually just the higher ranked officers among the Roman soldiers.
所以不难理解呢，这座城的这个军事色彩，它是很浓的。
For that reason, the city has a very strong military vibe.
很多发掘出来的文物呢，都是带着这个军队的这个符号标记的。
And many of the artifacts exhibited from this area are marked with military symbols.
因为腓立比呢是进入欧洲的门户啊，所以它无论是在这个军事还是商业层面，还是在我们基督徒宣教的层面上，它都有非常重大的战略意义。
And because the city is a gate to enter Europe, so no matter it's on the military aspect or the business aspect or the missionary work aspect, it is a very strategic important location.
它虽然被称为这个罗马，不是罗马，马其顿的最年轻的城市，但事实上它是马其顿的政治中心。
For that reason, even though the city is the youngest city of Macedonia, but it is actually the political center of Macedonia.
因为在这个公元前42年的这场罗马内战中啊，腓立比城站在这个得胜的一方，所以战后呢，他们得到了很高的福利。
And because the city of Philippi is on the side of winning in this 42 BC war, so after the war, they got a lot of benefit.
他们的公民呢就得到罗马的国籍，并且享受罗马公民的福利。
The citizens in the city become Roman citizens, and they can enjoy some of the benefits of Roman citizen.
比如说，他们买卖资产呢不需要缴纳地税和人头税。
And one of the benefits is when they sell and buy properties, they don't need to pay taxes, land taxes, and poll taxes.
并且呢，他们得到罗马法律的这个保护。
And they are protected under Roman law.
这里的百姓呢是很粉罗马的，他们以罗马为榜样，并且希望呢将腓立比呢建设成为小罗马。
The people here like Rome a lot. Philippi was a Roman colony modeled on Rome effectively, and they self-consciously sought to be a mini Rome.
所以从使徒行传里面啊，他们听说保罗是罗马公民之后啊，那个尊敬的态度呢，你立刻就可以看出来。
And you can tell from the book of Acts, when the people there heard about that, that Paul is actually a Roman citizen, they suddenly start to be really respectful. You can tell that they actually want to be a mini Rome.
考古出土的这个碑文啊，也印证了这一点。
The inscriptions unearthed by archaeologists from this area also confirmed this.
在出土的这些碑文当中啊，有80%的文字都是拉丁文。
80% of the words in these inscriptions are Latin.
而作为对比的这个比西底的安提阿，它出土的这个铭文当中啊，拉丁文的比例只有40%。
And as a comparison, the inscriptions that are unearthed in Pisidian's Antioch, it has only 40% being Latin.
可见呢，这个城的文化呢是非常罗马化的。
So you can see that the culture of the city is very Romanized.
这个城呢，它还有一个特点跟别的城不一样。
There's another feature that stands out for this city.
就是这个城它出土的这个碑文当中啊，纪念或者献给的对象呢，多是女性。
That is the inscriptions that are unearthed in these cities. Lots of them are offered to or are in remember of female characters.
有比如说这个有戴安娜、亚迪米啊，还有伊西斯这样的女性假神。
For example, it includes those female false gods, including Diana, Artemis, and Isis.
还有这个凯撒奥古斯都的女儿朱莉亚和妻子利维亚。
Another example is including the daughter of Caesar's Augustus daughter Julia and his wife Livia.
还有一些女祭司等等。
And there are some priestess.
所以可见当时这个女性在马其顿地区的地位啊，要远远高于罗马帝国的其他地区。
You can tell that the female's position in Macedonia at theIn the female positions in Macedonia is a lot higher than other Roman Empire.
这个也解释了为什么腓立比教会中他有好几个比较重要的女同工。
This also explains why in the Church of Philippians there are a lot of important, there are a few important female co-worker.
那么现在呢，这个我们来看一看腓立比教会的建立啊，请大家打开自己的圣经，翻到《使徒行传》的第十六章。
Now let's look at the foundation of the Church of Philippians. If you have your Bible, please open up your Bible, the Book of Philippians, verses, chapter 16.
这个腓立比教会的建立呢，就在这一章中，详细描述了。
This chapter detailedly described the foundation of Church of Philippians.
第一节哈，这里提到呢，这个提摩太，这个伟爷能不能翻到下一张地图？提摩太呢是这个地方的人，是路斯德的人。
And that is the place where Timothy is born.
提摩太呢是他的母亲是犹太人，父亲是希利尼人。
It mentioned that Timothy's mother is Jewish and his father is Greek.
按照犹太人的这个传统啊，母亲是犹太人的，孩子也是犹太人。
Based on the Jewish traditions, if your mother is a Jewish, then the child is also a Jewish.
第三节讲到呢，保罗给提摩太行了割礼，原因是什么呢？原因是那里的犹太人都知道他父亲是外邦人。
And in verse 3, it mentioned that Paul gave Timothy circumcision. And the reason is that the Jewish people there knows that Timothy's father is a Gentile.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为犹太人认为啊，外邦人是不洁净的，所以为了提摩太呢，能够一同的参与保罗向犹太人传福音的事工啊，免去犹太人心中的疙瘩，所以保罗就给提摩太行了割礼。
That is because the Jewish people think the Gentiles are unclean. So for the sake of Timothy to be able to participate in the mission of Paul to preach the gospel to the Jewish people and make it easier for the Jewish people to accept Timothy's work, that's why Paul gave Timothy a circumcision.
而保罗另外有一个外邦人同工是提多，保罗宁死都不给他行割礼。
But Paul has another co-worker who's also a Gentile. His name is Titus.Paul would rather die than to give him circumcision.
所以这个两个例子呢，保罗都是为了福音而如此行的。
But in both of the examples, Paul are doing so for the sake of gospel.
保罗不给外邦人提多行割礼，是为了要保守福音的纯正。
The reason Paul doesn't want to give the Gentile Titus the circumcision is to preserve the purity of the gospel.
而给算为犹太人的提摩太行割礼呢，是为了福音事工的缘故。
And he gave a circumcision to Jewish, Timothy, who is a Jewish people, is also for the sake of evangelical work.
体贴呢那些被服侍的人的良心的软弱。
He's just being considerate of the weakness of the conscience of the person being served.
这个呢就和宣教士入乡随俗穿本地的这个服装一样的道理。
This is the same principle as a lot of the missionaries just do as a Roman suit.
保罗给提摩太行了割礼啊，就是为了要带着他成为同工。
And Paul gave Timothy a circumcision with the purpose of bringing him as his co-worker.
因此，从这里开始到腓立比的教会的建立啊，提摩太呢都是跟保罗在一起的。
So from this verses all the way to the foundation of the Church of Philippians, Timothy is always with Paul.
所以腓立比的弟兄姐妹呢，对提摩太呢也是非常的熟悉。
So the brothers and sisters in the Philippines are also very familiar with Timothy.
第六节呢，圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗吕加、加拉太一带的这个地方。
In verses 6, the Holy Spirit forbade them from preaching in the province of Asia, so they traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia.
我们看地图啊，在这个比西底的安提亚在这里。所以呢，他们想要往西边去，这边是亚细亚，他们要想西往西边去，但是圣灵带拦阻他们了，带领他们往这边走。
The middle, the dot in the middle is where the Antioch of the Antioch of the Pisidians are sitting at, and they want to go to the province of Asia, which is on the left side, on the west side of this, and the Holy Spirit doesn't want them to go there.
所以呢，当他们从这上面走过，到了这个美西亚这个边界的时候，他们又想要往东，但是呢，这次圣灵又不许，让他们继续往西边走。
So they took a detour and went up north, but when they get to the border of the Messia, and they are trying to enter the Barcelona, the Holy Spirit doesn't allow them again.
经文这里写呢，耶稣写耶稣的灵。
So in the scripture here says the Spirit of Christ.
历史上这个天主教和东正教的分开啊，就是西方和东方的教会分开，其中的这个神学上的分歧之一呢，就是东正教认为圣灵由圣父而出，而天主教认为圣灵由圣父圣子而出。
And here it mentions the important reason why the Church of the Catholic Churches and the Orthodox Churches split it. There's one main theological difference between the two churches, that the Catholic Churches believe the Holy Spirit come from the Father and the Son, but the Orthodox Churches think the Holy Spirit come only from the Father.
我们新教在这点上的立场呢，与天主教是一样的。我们相信圣灵由圣父圣子而出。
On this point, we stand at the same position as the Catholic churches. We believe the Holy Spirit comes from both the Father and the Son.
这在圣经中是很明显的。
And this is pretty obvious in the scripture.
圣经中神的灵、圣灵、耶稣的灵或者基督的灵常常是混着用的，它都是指向那一位圣灵。
In the Bible, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, these words are often used together, and they are interchangeably. They all represent the same Holy Spirit.
所以这里呢，圣灵给保罗他们的带领呢，是用拦阻的方法。
And in this particular example, the way the Holy Spirit led Paul is through stopping them.
有的时候呢，你向神求一条路的时候呢，神却给你把这个门给他关上。
There are times when you ask God to show you a path, God actually closes the door for you.
这个呢也是神的带领。
This is also God's lead.
但是呢，我们可以肯定的是呢，我们一定不会无路可走。
But what we can be certain is there's not going to be a situation where you ended up having no road to take.
我们需要有一个信心，神关掉一个门的时候，他是要将他自己的旨意显明出来。
We need to have this faith that when God closes a door, He's actually doing that to reveal His plan for you.
这个例子当中，神给他们关掉其他的门啊，是要把他们带到欧洲去。
And in this example, the reason why God shut the other doors for them is to lead them to Europe.
然后呢，他们到了这个地方特洛亚。
So they ended up in this place called Troas.
这个呢，就是著名的特洛伊战争爆发的地方。
This is where the famous Trojan War happened.
在这里呢，保罗在异象中看见一个异象，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
And in this place, Paul in the vision seeing a man of Macedonia standing and begging him that please come to Macedonia and help us.
这个异象呢，被称为马其顿的呼声，常常被用来鼓励宣教事工。
This vision is often referred to as the call of Macedonia, and this is usually used to encourage people to do mission work.
不晓得你们有没有像我一样的好奇啊？这个马其顿人到底是谁
？Not sure if you are also as curious as myself to want to know who the hell is who this man of Macedonia is.
到底他只是个记号呢，还是真的有个人长得和这个保罗意象中看见的一样
？Is he just a symbol, or is he actually a person that looks exactly the same with what Paul says in his vision?
这些问题呢，圣经没有给出答案，只能以后到天上再问保罗。
Well, the Bible didn't give you any answers, so you just have to wait and to ask Paul yourself when you meet him in heaven.
第十节这里呢，保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
And in Acts 16 verses 10, and when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we start to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them.
这里呢，用了一个词，随即。
There is a word immediately used in this verse.
可见呢，保罗是一个非常顺服圣灵的人。他一明白神的心意，就立刻执行。
You can tell from this word that Paul is very obedient to Holy Spirit. The moment he understands God's plan, he immediately being on the execution.
请注意这里的这个人称啊，在第八节的时候还是他们，到了第十节就变成了我们。
If you pay attention to the terms used here on verses 6.It's still them, but on verses 10, it becomes us.
可见呢，《使徒行传》的这个作者路加医生啊，是在特罗亚这个地方开始加入了保罗的宣教团队。
From that, you can tell the author of the Book of Acts, which is Dr. Luke, started to join Paul's mission team here in Troas.
我们再翻到上一张地图啊。
Let's flip to the previous map.
他们从特罗亚这边出发，特罗亚在这里啊。
This is where Troas is, and they started their journey from here.
第一天到达这个小岛。
And the first day they arrived at this island.
这个小岛呢叫萨摩特兰。
The name of the island is Samothrace.
第二天呢到达这个尼亚波利。
And the second day they arrived at Neapolis.
对，这个尼亚波利呢是菲利比的港口啊，离菲利比城大概12公里。
Neapolis is a port of the city of the Philippines. It's only about 12 miles from the city.
十二节呢说他们从尼亚波利到了这个菲利比。
In verses 12, it mentioned that they arrived Philippines from Philippi from Neapolis.
从这里中文说啊，这个是马其顿的头一个城。
The Chinese translation say this is the first city in Macedonia.
但是英文的翻译是更加准确的，这个城呢是头等重要的城。
But the English translation here is actually more accurate. It's saying that this is the leading city of Macedonia.
作者说我们在这个城里面住了几天呢，这给人一个错觉，好像他们住了不到十天。
And the author says that they leave a couple of days in the city, so they give people the illusion that they may just stay for less than 10 days.
但是这里呢，更确切的翻译呢，应该是住了一段日子。
But more accurate translation is they actually stayed for some days.
时间长到足够他们建立一个小教会。
It's long enough so that they can even start a small church.
十三节啊，当安息日，我们出城门，到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方。我们就坐下对那聚会的妇女讲道。
In verse 13 it says, And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the woman who had to come together.
我们知道呢，一般这个安息日啊，保罗会到这个犹太会堂中去传福音。
We know that usually Paul would preach in the Jewish synagogue on the Sabbath.
而这一次呢，他去了河边的一个祷告聚会点。
But this time he went to a place of prayer by the riverside.
可见呢，这里呢并没有犹太会堂。
You can tell there's probably because there's no synagogue in this city.
一般来说，一个地方只要有十个成年犹太男子啊，就可以成立犹太会堂。
Normally, if a place have more than 10 adult Jewish men, then they should start a synagogue.
而这里呢，连十个都没有。
But here, there's not even 10.
我们知道犹太人做生意是遍天下的，而这里呢又是个大城。竟然连十个犹太人都没有，难道不奇怪吗？
We know that the Jewish people do business all over the world. So this is in such a big city, there isn't even 10 Jewish. Isn't that a little bit weird?
有学者呢有比较靠谱的猜测。
Some scholar has speculations.
在公元49年，罗马皇帝格老丢啊，他颁布了一个命令，将犹太人赶出罗马城。
That in 49 AD, the Roman Emperor Claudius issued an order and cast the Jewish out of the Roman city.
保罗后来的这个亲密同工百基拉和亚居拉正是那个时候呢离开了罗马而到了哥林多。
Priscilla and Aquila, who are the close co-workers of Paul, left Rome at that exact time and went on to Crete.
所以有学者猜测，这个菲利比呢，在这个希腊的诸城当中啊，它是最罗马化的。像小罗马，所以他很可能像罗马城执行一样的命令。
So many scholars guess that because this city is the most Romanized cities, it's like a mini Rome. So most likely, it's executing the order of the Rome city exactly the way it will be executed in Rome city.
这个呢就比较好的解释了为什么腓立比作为一个大城却没有多少犹太人的原因。
This explains well that why Philippi as a big city doesn't have much Jewish.
这可以看出呢，这个城呢是非常抵挡犹太人的。
You can also tell that the city is very exclusive to Jewish people.
从后面保罗他们被殴打、被囚禁的遭遇呢，你就可以看出来。
Later on, the verses wrote about Paul being beaten up and held captive.
但是呢，我们转一个角度看，我们又看到神的美意。
But if you take look at this from another perspective, you can see the plan of God.
正是因为这个城里面呢没有犹太会堂，所以没有给保罗他们捣乱了。
It is exactly because there is no synagogue in the city. For that reason, there is also no Jewish to cause trouble for Paul.
这个教会呢也成为一个根基比较好的一个教会。
And this church ended up being one of the church that has a good foundation.
而腓立比呢再往这个欧洲方向走的下一个城呢就是帖撒罗尼迦。
The next city that's closer to Europe from Philippines is Thessalonica.
那个城里面的犹太人呢，不仅给保罗捣乱，而且还追到下一个城庇里亚去继续捣乱。
the Jewish people in that city not only caused trouble for Paul, they also chased Paul all the way to the next city, Berea, and continued to cause trouble.
这个呢，记载在《使徒行传》的十七章里面。
And this is recorded in chapter 17 in Acts.
既然呢没有犹太会堂呢，保罗就找到了一个河边的这个祷告聚会点。
And because there is not a synagogue, Paul found a place of prayer by the riverside.
而在这里呢，聚会的都是妇女。
The people who are gathering here are all female.
这个呢也比较符合这个一般教会的情况，男人都不太追求属神的事情，而女人则比较敬虔。
It is like in most of the churches that men are less after godly things while women are more faithful.
十四节这里提到呢，有个卖紫色布丁的妇人，推雅推雅人，名叫吕底亚，素来是敬拜神的。
And in verse 14, it mentioned a woman who is a dealer in purple clothes, and she is a person from the city of Thyatira, and her name is Lydia.
从这一节呢，我们了解到呢，吕底亚呢是一个敬虔的妇人，而且她是远道而来的生意人。
From this verses, we learn that Lydia is a very faithful woman, and he's actually a business person from a very remote area.
而紫色布丁呢，提供了更多的细节。
Purple clothes also provided some additional details.
因为在古代啊，紫色是非常稀有的颜色，能穿得起紫色的人非富即贵。
Because in the ancient time, purple is a very rare color. Those who can afford purple color, purple clothes is either very rich or very noble.
也就是说，吕底亚呢，她不仅是女性企业家，而且是卖奢侈品，面对高端用户的。
So this is saying Lydia is not just any normal female entrepreneur. She is actually a dealer of luxury goods. She's clients are all high-end clients.
神开她的眼睛，她就信主了，而且全家都信主受洗了。
And God opened her eyes, and he believed in God, and his entire family household got baptized.
他就强留保罗他们。
And he wanted to keep Paul by force.
你们有没有见过那种很热情请人吃饭的，拉着人不让走的？
Have you ever seen that kind of person who invites people to dinner so warmly, just pull people from leaving?
吕底亚就是这样的人。
Lydia is one of the person like this.
他说：“你们如果以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。”
She said, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house."
他刚信主，立刻就显示出人被圣灵得着的那种火热。
After he believed in the Lord, he immediately demonstrated the enthusiasm of people who are gained by the Holy Spirit.
我也挑战弟兄姐妹们一下，你们里面有没有那种被圣灵挑旺起来的，对神、对福音、对他人的灵魂的那种火热？
And I also want to challenge our brothers and sisters. Have you ever had the passions for God, for gospel, for the salvation of other people so that is stirred up by the Holy Spirit in you?
后来这个腓立比的教会的聚会啊，应该是在吕底亚的家里面的。
The later gathering of the Church of Philippians likely happens in the house of Lydia.
因为她不单有足够的财力，而且她有为神摆上的心智。
Because she's not only rich, she also has a heart to serve the God.
这个呢是腓立比城中的第一个福音的果子。
This is the first fruit of the city of Philippi.
十六节呢，事工刚有果效呢，这个长老就来了。
Verses 16, just after there is some impact or result from the mission, there's come the disturbance.
保罗他们还是去那个祷告的聚会点的时候呢，来了一个被鬼附的使女。
When Paul gathered at the same place of prayer, there comes a demon-possessed maid.
他跟着保罗他们喊着说：“这个是至高神的仆人，对你们说救人的道。”
She followed Paul and keep shouting that these men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.
一连好几天，他都是这么喊叫。
She did this for days.
终于保罗厌烦了，转身对那个鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他里面出来。”
Finally, Paul becomes so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her."
那鬼立刻就出去了。
And at that moment, the spirit left her.
大家有没有想过，这个鬼说的话好像没有错，为什么保罗要驱逐他？
Have you ever thought about that? The ghost seems to be saying the right things. Why Paul still want to cast him out?
这个呢，就是分别为圣的原则。
This is the principle of consecration.
信与不信呢是不能够同负一轭的。
Believers cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
教会的合一，同工的合一，是在相同的韧性的基础上。
The unity of the church and the co-workers is based on the same faith confession.
光有一句话的认同呢，是远远不够成为同工的。
Just identify, just have the same identification on the same verses is not is far from enough to become co-worker.
而这个鬼被赶出之后呢，这个使女呢，就再也不能像以前一样用法术给她的主人赚钱了。
After the demon was cast out, the maid was not unable to continue make money with her sorceries for her masters.
因此呢，保罗呢就大大的得罪了这些人。
Because of that, Paul actually offended these people.
二十节呢，他们就把保罗和希拉抓去见他们的官员。
So in verses 20, these people seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities.
而且呢，他在控告他们的时候呢。特地指出呢，这些人是犹太人。
In their accusations, they specifically mentioned that these are Jewish.
这个呢，符合我们前面的分析，就是说这个城呢，它是非常排斥犹太人的。
This fits our previous explanation that the city is very exclusive of Jewish.
二十一节特意指出呢，保罗他们所传的呢，是我们罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。
And in verse 21, they are pointing out that Paul and his team is advocating customs.Unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice.
看见了吗？他说我们罗马人。
Do you see that? Us Romans.
他们的身份认同就是罗马人，而不是希腊人。
They self-identify as Romans, not Greeks.
他们说我们罗马人所不可受、不可行的规矩。
They are saying unlawful customs for Romans to accept or practice.
这个呢是完全的贴标签的诬告。
This is a complete false accusation with vague labeling.
他们没有提出保罗他们到底说了什么。
They didn't bring any specifics on what Paul is advocating for.
但他们刻意突出的暗示长官，这些人所传的是跟我们的宗教文化有剧烈冲突的东西。
They just want to hint to the authorities that these people are advocating something that strongly conflicts with our religions and culture.
这一点呢，我常常感慨。
I often have some feelings about it.
对比一下初代教会和当代的教会。
If you compare the early churches and the modern church,
初代教会的使徒他们面临的常常是何等充满敌意的环境。
The apostles from the early churches face a very drastic hostility, an environment.
但是他们是那样的刚强壮胆。
But they are strong and courageous.
而今天的教会。传道人收缩在自己的地盘上，在自己的教会里面，面对自己的弟兄姐妹讲道，还很多藏着掖着不敢讲。
But in the modern churches, the preachers only stay in their own territory, in their own churches, preaching to their own brothers and sisters. Yet they still have lots of things that they hide and dare not to preach.
你说圣灵怎么会跟这样的人同在呢？
You might ask why Holy Spirit would be with this kind of person.
跟初代教会相比。使徒他们是在狂风大浪中游泳。
Compared to the early churches, the apostles are swimming in the storm.
而我们像在游泳馆的热水池里面泡温泉。
And we are like sitting in a spa in the swimming pool.
所以愿主帮助我们刚强壮。
May the God help us so that we can also be strengthened and be courageous.
然后呢，这个官长呢不由分说就吩咐人把这个保罗希拉的衣服剥去，用棍子打。
And continuing the verses, the authorities had Paul and Silas to be stripped down and beaten with rod.
打完之后呢，下在监牢里面。
After that, they put them in prison.
这天半夜，保罗和希拉这两个被打得遍体鳞伤的人，竟然在祷告、唱诗、赞美声。
And on that night, in the midnight, Paul and Silas, those who are beaten up, are singing the praises song and praising the God.
这样的灵里的刚强，真是让人叹为观止。
Their spiritual strength is truly amazing.
所以保罗说你们要喜乐，他不是说空话。
So when Paul says be joyful, he's not just talking.
因为腓立比人记得他的榜样。
Because the Philippians remember his example.
他们一下子就会想起来他当年被人扒光了打，还能半夜唱诗的那种喜乐。
They will remember the kind of joy Paul demonstrated when they were striped down and beaten with a rod, and at midnight he's still able to get up and sing the praise song.
喜乐呢，就是属神的人的标记。
Joy is the mark of godly man.
那些囚犯们呢，也自然而然的被他们所吸引，都认真的听他们唱歌。
and the prisoners are attracted by them. So they gather around them and listen to their praises very carefully.
你看传福音的机会这不就来了吗?
And there comes the opportunity for gospel.
这个时候呢突然地大震动监牢的门都打开了甚至连囚犯的锁链都松开了。
And suddenly there is a violent earthquake and the foundation of the prisons was shaken and all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chain came loose.
一般的地震哪里会把人的这个锁链松开呢?可见呢这个是出于神的神迹。
Normal earthquake wouldn't loosen people's chains, so you can tell this is the act of God.
而更神奇的是那些囚犯竟然没有逃走。
What's more surprising is that those prisoners didn't escape.
唯一的解释是呢他们被保罗和希拉吸引他们不舍得逃走。
The only explanation is that they are so attracted to Paul and Silas that they don't want to escape.
为什么我知道这个囚犯没有逃走呢?
How do we know that the prisoners didn't escape?
因为根据罗马的这个法律啊,如果囚犯逃走了,看守的人是要偿命的。
Because based on the Roman laws, if the prisoners escaped, the penalty for the guard is death.
所以这个禁足的第一反应是拔刀自尽。
That's why the reaction of the jailers, the first reaction of the jailer is to draw the knife and kill himself.
因为他以为囚犯都逃走。
Because he thought the prisoners all escaped.
但保罗非常大声的呼喊,不要伤害自己,我们都在这里。
But Paul shouted out very loudly, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
他拿灯跳了进来，战战兢兢地伏在保罗、希拉面前。
And the jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas.
这里呢，英文讲 trembling.
The English word here says 颤抖。
请思考一下，他为什么发抖
？Please think about this. Why are they trembling? Why is he trembling?
损失并没有发生，他在怕什么
？Losses didn't really occur. What is he afraid of?
我认为呢，他在这件事情的奇妙当中啊，他看见了神的荣耀，而产生了深深的敬畏。
I think in this miracle, he was able to saw the glory of the God, and for that reason, a fear started to show up in his heart.
这种心情从他的下一句话就可以看出来。
You can tell that from his next sentence.
他问保罗的不是一个普通的问题。而是一个罪人在荣耀的神面前要如何得救的问题。
He asked Paul a question, but it's not just any question. It's a question about how a sinful person can be saved in front of the glory of God.
使徒行传的十六章三十一节，保罗他们回答他说：“单信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”
In Acts 16, verses 71, they are saying, "And they said, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.'"
这个中文翻译呢，给很多人留下了一些疑问，是不是一个人代表全家信主了，全家就都得救
了 ？Lots of people have questions on the Chinese translation of these verses. Does this mean that if one person is saved, then he or she will be able to represent the entire household, and the entire household will also be saved?
没有这个事情，这个是意义留下来的这个歧义、啊。
That's not the case. That's just not a very accurate translation.
逐字翻译的话呢，就意思就很清楚明白了。
If you translate word by word, the meaning is actually pretty clear.
准确的翻译应该是单信主耶稣你必得救你全家也是。
A more accurate translation is you should believe in Jesus Christ, you will be saved, so as your family, your household.
这个也是呢指的是一样的得救的原则就是应该相信主耶稣信而受洗必然得救。
The word so as is referring to the same principle of being saved. That is, you also need to believe in Jesus Christ and get baptized and then you will be saved.
这对于我们今天每个人来说都是一样的。
And it's the same applies for everybody today.
所以禁足呢就把他们带到他家去给他们疗伤给他们饭吃。
So the jailer bring them to his own household, wash their wound and also feed them.
然后呢，他们给禁足全家讲福音。
And they preach the gospel to the household of the jailer.
禁足全家都信主受洗了。
And the entire household of that jailer believed in Christ and got baptized.
然后全家都很喜乐。
And the entire household become very joyful.
你看见了吗？他们也带上了基督徒特有的标记，就是喜乐。
So do you see that they start to carry the same mark of the Christians, that is joy.
现在呢，这个腓立比呢，有两个基督徒家庭啊。
Now, in the city of Philippi, there are two Christian families.
吕底亚一家和禁足一家。
the family of Lydia and the family of the jailer.
这个呢就是腓立比教会的雏形。
And this is a prototype of the Philippine church.
有人说那个被鬼附的使女应该也信主了。
Some say that the demon-possessed maid probably also believed in Christ.
我个人对此呢，对这个猜测呢持否定态度。
I personally disagree with this speculation.
因为圣经中呢，神对得救的人啊，常常会特意提到的。
Because the Bible usually will have a special mention on the people who are saved.
表示这个人是蒙神纪念的。
To show that this people is, and his salvation is commemorated by God.
但是那个被鬼附的使女在鬼被赶走之后她就再也没有被提醒过
But the demon-possessed maid was never brought up again after the demon was cast out
所以我倾向于认为呢她并没有信主
So I tend to believe that she didn't really believe in Lord
第二天呢那个官长呢就打发人来命令禁足、啊、把保罗和希拉放
On the second day the authorities come and order that Paul and Silas be released
在一般人看来啊，保罗和希拉被打了一顿了，现在可以走了，这个是好事啊，赶紧走吧。
You might think that Paul and Silas got beaten up, but now they can finally go. This is a good thing. Just go right away.
所以那个禁足跟保罗说：“平平安安的去吧。”
So the jailer told Paul, "Go in peace."
但保罗反而犟起来了，他不走。
But Paul suddenly becomes stubborn and doesn't want to leave anymore.
他说我们是罗马人并没有定罪他们在众人面前打我们又把我们下在监里现在要私下撵我们出去这是不行的叫他们自己来领我们出去吧
He said they beat us publicly without a trial even though we are Roman citizens and threw us into prison and now do they want to get rid of us quietly? No, let them come themselves and escort us out
我第一次看到这段的时候呢觉得非常的有意思
When I first read about these verses, I feel like it's very interesting.
因为我在小说《隋唐演义》里面看见陈小金干过类似的事。
Because I've read something similar in the heroes in the Sui and Tang Dynasty. There is a character called 陈小金 He did something similar.
陈小金那个人是个混人，他想要讹诈一点东西。
陈小金 is a boorish fellow. He just want to blackmail something.
但是呢，这个是伟大的保罗，他想要干什么
？But this is a great Paul. What is he trying to do here?
原来呢，因为这个罗马帝国的强大，罗马帝国的公民呢是有相当大的福利的，其中包括呢不能随便羞辱他。
Well, the reason is because of the power of the Roman emperors. As a citizen of Roman, you have a lot of benefits, including they cannot be insulted freely.
这些呢都是写在法律里面的。
Those are all written in the law.
但是那个官长从判案的一开始就毫无公义可言，就是欺负他们。
But that authority has no justice at all in the beginning of the trial. There, he is just bullying them.
所以现在保罗把他罗马公民的身份亮出来、啊、那个官员就紧张了，因为他违规了，没有按照法律办事。
So when Paul told everybody that he is actually a citizen of Roman, the authority became very nervous because he didn't do the thing followed by the law.
如果罗马帝国的长官来追他责任的话，他要倒霉。
If the officials from the Roman Empire come to seek responsibility, he's not going to end up well.
而且呢，他们这种殖民地的这个假罗马公民啊，看见那种正宗的罗马公民呢，是天然矮一截的。
Another reason is that them as the false Roman citizens of the colony, they are naturally a level below the actual, the real Roman citizens.
这样呢，保罗给他来一个下马威，吓他一跳，给他留下一点心理阴影。
So Paul wanted to just give him a little bit of deterrence and make him frightened and yeah.
以后呢他就不太会去迫害这个腓立比的教会。
So he will hold back a little bit more later on when he tried to persecute the church of Philippians.
那么我们来看使徒行传中的另外一段经文非常类似的场景和类似的心情。
Let's look at another verses in the book of Acts. It's a very similar situation.
我给大家读一下。使徒行传的22:24-29，千夫长就吩咐将保罗带进营楼去，叫人用鞭子拷问他，要知道他们像他这样喧嚷是为什么缘故。刚用皮条捆上，保罗对旁边站着的百夫长说：“人是罗马人，又没有定罪，你们就鞭打他，有这个力吗？”百夫长听见这话，就去见千夫长，告诉他说：“你要做什么？这个人是罗马人。”千夫长就来问保罗说：“你告诉我，你是罗马人吗？”保罗说：“是。”千夫长说：“我用许多银子才入了罗马的民籍。”保罗说：“我生来就是。” 于是那些要拷问保罗的人都离开他去了。千夫长既知道他是罗马人，又因为捆绑了他，也害怕了。
This story is recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 22, verses 24 to 29. The tribune ordered him to be brought into the barracks, saying that he should be examined by a flogging to find out why they were shouting against him like this. But when the held stretched him out of the whips, Paul said to the centurion who was standing by, Is it lawful for you to flog a man who is Roman citizens and condemned? When the centurion heard this, he went to the tribune and said to him, What are you about to do? For this man is a Roman citizen. So the tribune came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman citizen? And he said, Yes. The tribune answered, I bought the citizenship for a large sum. Paul said, But I am a citizen by birth. So those who were about to examine him withdrew from him immediately. And the tribune also was afraid, for he realized that Paul was a Roman citizen and that he had bound him.
这个千夫长呢是用钱买的罗马公民，所以他看见保罗这个天生的罗马公民，他就怂了。
The tribune bought the Roman citizenship with the money, so when he see Paul, a natural born the Roman citizen, he become afraid.
而且呢，因为绑了他呢，就很害怕。
And he become afraid because he realized that he had bound him.
所以呢，你就可以理解腓立比的那位官长的这个紧张了。
So you can understand why the authority in Philippi also become nervous.
但是呢，这两次呢，它是有一点点不一样的。
But there is a slight difference between these two circumstances.
保罗面对这个千夫长，人家还没开始打他，他就把他身份亮出来，人家就不敢打他了。
When Paul is facing this tribune in the second example, before he was even beaten up, he told them that he is a Roman citizen, so they don't dare to beat him anymore.
那么现在的很自然的问题来了，他在腓立比被打的时候，他为什么不把他的身份亮出来
？The natural question is why he doesn't do the same in Philippi. Why he didn't tell them that he's a Roman citizen in the beginning?
我认为啊，这个是保罗是故意的。
I think Paul did this on purpose.
他借着自己被打一顿，一方面呢可以进到监狱里面去传福音。
Through him being beaten up, on one hand, he got to be in the prison and to preach the gospel.
另外一方面呢，他可以抓住这个官员一个把柄，为这个腓立比的这个小小的新教会赢得一个相对宽松一点的生存环境。
And on the other hand, this opportunity gave him something, he could hold something on the officers that he can leverage, and later on, the new and small church of Philippines can have a more loose and relaxed surviving environment.
今天很多教会都说我们不谈政治。
A lot of the churches today say we don't want to talk about politics.
但是我们看看保罗的榜样。
But let's look at Paul's example.
他是充分运用政治的规则和他罗马人的身份的。
He fully used the political rules and his identity as a Roman citizen.
腓立比书二章二十一节，保罗说：“别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。”
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 21, it says, "For they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ."
保罗给我们做了一个榜样，什么叫做求耶稣基督的事
？And Paul set us an example on what does it mean to seek for those of Jesus Christ.
他确实是用尽全力，一切合乎神公义的方法或者工具，他都用来为神国的利益而奋斗。
He indeed tried his best. He utilized all the tools and methods that's within God's justice and righteousness.He used all of them to fight for the benefits of God's kingdom.
这个呢才是竭力的中心。
This is what's called striving.
而基督徒有可以为基督努力的方面，却不去做的时候呢，那就是浪费主人的托付了，在忠心上是有大亏欠的。
And when a Christian has opportunities to serve and to benefit the Christ, but they don't want to work hard enough, then it's wasting.Wasting the opportunity that Jesus have given to them. This is not being faithful.
38节呢，那个官长呢，他果然害怕了，亲自来劝他们，请他们离开。
And in verses 38, the authority did become afraid, and so he actually come and escort Paul and Silas out.
保罗和希拉离开了之后呢，到吕底亚家去见弟兄们。你看，他们已经开始聚会了。
And when Paul and Silas left.They came to the household of Lydia's to meet the brothers, and you can tell that they already started gathering at this moment.
所以他们劝勉完他们之后呢，他们也就走了。
After the encouragement word, then Paul and Silas left.
这个时候呢，腓立比的教会呢已经形成了。
And at this moment, the prototype of the Philippian church has already been built.
那么，从他们这么少的这些基督徒里面，我们已经看见了他们有有钱人，也有普通人。
From this handful of Christians, you can tell that there are rich people and there are normal people.
有犹太人，也有外邦人。
There are Jewish and there are Gentiles.
有做生意的，也有公务员。
There are business person and there are also government officials.
这个清楚的让我们看到呢，神的福音呢，穿越各个阶层，穿越各个种族，穿越各个职业，穿越各种隔阂。
This is a clear illustration that we can tell that God's gospel is beyond, beyond levels, beyond race, beyond careers, and beyond any kind of barrier.
好，我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
我们新开始的这个系列，主啊，也是一条路。
The new series that we are starting today is another road.
还是那条十字架窄路。
It's the same narrow road of the cross.
我们效法保罗，效法你的样式。
We want to learn from you and learn from Paul.
求主你带领我们，赐给我们勇气，赐给我们喜乐。
Please let us on the way, give us a joy and give us a courage.
使我们也能够像保罗那样，常常的刚强壮胆，也常常的喜乐。
So we can be strengthened and courageous like Paul and be joyful like Paul.
愿主你带领我们走这条永生的道路。
May you lead us on this way of the to the eternal life.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our praise and thanks are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.